I recently found out that you can see a personal dietitian covered by insurance. There's this platform called Nourish that will match you with a dietitian based on whatever your concerns are, whether that's weight loss, eating disorders, autoimmune conditions, or something else. They're actually a network with major insurance providers, so most patients pay $0 out of pocket. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
The Drive is live. As you heard, Luke there, Clint is out today. Tyler is in the building. If you are on YouTube and Twitch, you can see our beautiful electric faces. And I am I'm hip to your get down here, Luke. You appear to be someone who likes to wear conversation starters. Like, this is the second time you have worn a conversation starter.
I respect it.
Like, he wore the referee's get up.
Oh, yeah.
That led to us.
I didn't know that's where it was going to go.
That father son umpiring team has a umpiring school somewhere in Florida that we had no idea.
Now he's doing it for the culture.
And now he's doing it for the culture.
Oh!
He knew exactly. He has not.
Oh!
He has not walked into a room where nobody hadn't said, Tommy Cutlet. He did it to us. As soon as he ran in, Reggie said it, Tommy Cutlet.
Luke had some gabagool for lunch today.
Yes, sir. Right. Somebody on the elevator, too, by the way.
Damn it. Luke ain't slick. So this is how you pull him, ain't it, Luke? Luke gets out there and just, that's how he starts conversations with the ladies, just conversation starters by a finger.
Hey, how you doing?
Wow, Tommy Cutler, that's a really cool shirt. Really, thank you. Yeah, I like that. I like it. I see what you hit to. I see what your game is. A lot to get to today. It is Wednesday, so a little stock up, stock down in the 3 o'clock hour. We'll hear from our guy as the Rockets, they clinch a playoff berth. Not just a playoff berth, but they clinched the number two seed in the Western Conference, which is a hell of an accomplishment when you look at this team.
Let's go, Rockets.
Before we start it, we'll hear from Brandon Scott. Rockets report 440, so stay tuned to that. But I do want to get to the Astros because there's some news there. But would you all, I don't know if you've seen this, LeBron James. Sorry.
What are we doing?
Just clapping for greatness. LeBron James becomes the first male athlete to become a Kenbassador. He is the first male athlete to have a...
What are we doing?
Ken doll. He's got a Ken doll. Like, would you judge me if I tried to purchase it?
Yes. I'm already judging you for bringing this ish up at 2:03 on Houston's number one show.
You would, well, this is why you would judge. Like, you would judge me if I bought. Like, I mean, like I'm not gonna play with it or nothing, but I just like it'd be a nice thing to have.
It makes it worse.
Why? Just to have up?
Nah, like, man.
People have posters, things like that. This
yeah.
is the first. This is history.
Poster would make more sense, bro. Thing?
I'm like you.
How much is this?
I'm thinking about it.
Before like, I think any harder about making would, this purchase.
You would judge. God, it's the first thing that comes up. How much is it? Price. Well, like, someone texted and that's where they're starting the show. You're damn right. Okay? $75. That's a little more than I'd like to spend. But you can get them at Target, Amazon, Walmart.
Hold on, Joe.
I'm thinking about it.
Do you think it becomes a collector's item?
Yes.
I wouldn't judge it. Yeah, I think it's
worth
it.
Now, I don't know if I would give it away, so will it come with little hair plugs? Nah. They got a hat on him. I don't know if the hat comes off. He does have a watch in it. He does have... Someone texted Ron, you better buy a new phone before you buy that deal.
That is a tremendous point, listener.
Great point.
You better.
Now that we have found out the way to turn them up and down again, I have lost both of the volume buttons.
You're welcome.
On my phone. But we have found a way to turn it up and down. This is I've got another 6, 7, 8 months out of this. $75 for this doll? As you said, I didn't even think about that. The collector's item? Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness. I'm thinking about getting it. 75? I'm an investor in that thing. There you go. Get that signed.
Invest.
Someone said, get Stop. You one show. Pause, though. No, pause. He ain't naked. I'm going to put it up in my little office. Have it like I've got the signed football thing
I look
from
good,
JJ
man.
Watt. I've got a couple of other things. And I'm gonna put that right up right there.
I'll look real good, bro.
Like how different is it from getting a bobblehead? Is there a real difference?
When I was a kid, I collected bobbleheads.
Who's your all time favorite athlete?
All time,
Brett Favre? Yeah. If you Brett Favre, Tyler's all time favorite athlete.
He's up there, but not number one. Probably Craig Biggio.
If you got a chance to get a Craig Biggio bobblehead doll, you get it, right?
100%.
$75, not bad. Same thing.
Much better hairline.
If they made a Craig Biggio, if he was number two, the second one to get a Ken doll, Craig Biggio got it. You would think about putting that up. You got a man cave. You got your little astronaut. You would put that up. Yes.
Yeah. You bring up.
I just got a new bottle of Blanton's on the way, boss. Coming, $150.
Great Saved choice.
On that, and here we go.
Tremendous choice, by the way. As soon as I heard that yesterday, that was the pick.
Look at it. Comes with a watch. It comes with multiple pairs of shoes.
Well, you make it seem like you could use the watch. And you could wear the shoes. Who cares about the outfit? The accessories.
Who cares about LeBron?
I do. And most of you do. Do you believe, real quick, I didn't mean to get here. Do you believe in hate watching?
Absolutely.
Do you believe people really hate watch? Or are you secretly entertained? Like, do you watch by entertaining? Like, honest to God, do you turn on the because I feel like if you hate something, you don't watch it.
That's an interesting question.
You know what I mean? Like, I think in some way you're entertained. Like, many of you, oh, God, I can't wait till they fire your ass, Ron. When are you going to leave the show? And I say to you, come on, man, you're entertained. You keep coming. Like, you keep coming. Not only do you keep coming, you're texting. Like, there is no basketball game that will probably be more viewed than anybody from him.
Yeah,
you're entertained some way.
LeBron in particular, in my own fandom, in my own NBA fandom, I can speak directly to that because I have both at different times. I've tuned in and watched LeBron James for his greatness on the court. 100% have, especially those Heat days. But I've definitely tuned in to sports hate, watch LeBron James as well. I know I do. I can't speak for everyone else, but I definitely sports hate watch sometimes.
I don't think you're hate watching. I think you're entertained.
I think you're entertained.
Like, my man right here, Kick Rocks. I go out of my way to not watch LeBron James or the Cowboys. So you just take half sports off. But that right there, really hate something, you hate it. That's why I tell people when they text in that nonsense, then why are you listening to something that you hate? You're not. You don't hate it. You're entertained. I used to say I hate watch Duke. No, I'm entertained, and I may be rooting against him, but I'm still entertained. Like, I'm entertained. I was entertained by Cooper Flagg, even though he didn't really do what I was hoping he would do. But I don't know that I believe in hate watching.
I think you've convinced me. I think you've brought me around because I think for myself, not necessarily sports, because with sports I'm entertained at least by the other team, I could say. But like, I think of trashy reality TV I watch where there's some that I just refuse to watch and others I'll hate watch, but because there is a certain element of entertainment they provide that the other shows I refuse to watch do. So I think,
yes,
I think you've convinced me. I think like you've brought me in.
Like Tyler, you don't go and you won't go and buy an album and listen to an album from somebody that you hate.
No. Yeah, I won't torture like, you know my own ears.
Or like way. I don't think I'd go watch a show or like right. I'm trying to think of an actor I hate. Jeremy Irons, just because of his role as Scar. I have always hated Jeremy Irons, and I won't watch a Jeremy Irons movie.
Damn.
His role in Scar, and maybe he did his job so well that I bought it. I hated him, and once I found out who Jeremy Irons, who played that role, that no good son of a bitch, had what he did to him, pushing him off that, and then making Simba think he did it. Once I found out that was Jeremy Irons, I was done.
And just from The Voice?
Yes, from The Voice.
You didn't even need to see him.
And I found out, who is this person? And I'm like, no. Nope. I'm done with Jeremy Irons. So I won't watch his movies. Even if Denzel's in it, I won't watch his movies.
Damn, that's strong.
Unless Denzel's killing him. All right, that was a little strong. All right. A lot to get to. I don't know how we pulled off the side of the road on that, but I'll take it. The Astros, we lost one. You out there at your desk, wherever you are, pour one out for Rafael Montero. Somehow he was able to swindle the Astros and Jim Crane out of a 3-year deal worth $11 million per that he had no business getting. No business whatsoever getting. And they finally found a suitor to take him, the Atlanta Braves. We've lost Rafael Montero. I'll pour one out for Raf. There's a little bit out there. I'll drink some too. But I'm... Yeah, go ahead, man. Man, so many great memories with Rafael Montero. There was that one time when, you know, he was really pitching well when they won the World Series. And then he saw before his very eyes, as we all watched, Brian Abreu just pass his ass up.
He was pitching well, and then he won.
We watched him get that eighth inning yank from him, and then he went to the seventh, and then it was really shaky. And then the next year, somehow, he was able to get that contract. And, I mean, he sucked from the very start. They didn't even, I mean, no team would even pick him up when he cleared. And he just had to come right back to AAA Sugarland, and now he's gone.
So long, friend.
Shout out to Rafael Montero. You still will have that $34 million. It's the end. It's over. And Lord knows they could have help in the middle relief. Lord knows they could use help right there, Taylor Scott. But that's all right. Gone. It's over. I'm watching this game last night as they continue to be offensively challenged.
Yeah.
And they come up with two runs. I'm watching this game last night. And Clint is somebody who refuses. And many of you fall into this camp. Clint is somebody who is in refusal to acknowledge the captain, Joe Espada, as even a real manager.
I think Clint
still views him as a number two. And there are many people there. I can't, like, some people I've seen this text come in. I hope we just go ahead and lose this year so we can get rid of the manager. I will say this. If the Astros get their way to postseason this year, the captain, as I call him, Joe Espada, he deserves all of his flowers. And nobody should be saying anything else. You've watched these teams, Tyler. Luke, you've watched them. Those listening, you've watched them. Those of you on the Jim Adler, the Texas Hammer text line, 713-572-4610. Kick Rocks, Lauren, Magic, all of you on YouTube and Twitch, you've watched this Astros team. You tell me if I'm wrong. This right now is by far the worst Astros team that there has been in this run.
For sure.
Like in this run. Now we'll see. Maybe something else sparks. But this is the worst the Astros have.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop Early Access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Hey, everyone. Quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high-quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Been in this run, right? They've got some pieces. Like, I think there is still a possibility and a chance for them to get to the postseason. But I think their manager is going to have to play a much bigger role than the manager maybe has had to really in the past, because especially during the regular season, because of the rosters they've had. But right now, they are struggling with multiple people in the order, and not a lot of them have history to make you feel comfortable like, all right, if Yordan or Alvarez were struggling. Like, they're putting up two runs a night, it seems like. Maybe two, maybe three. They're struggling to get to Abreu and Hader, right? Taylor Scott has given up runs multiple days, blew the game yesterday, or 2 days ago. 2 days ago, gave up a run yesterday. Their two most dependable players are 34 years. Two of their two most dependable players in Walker and Altuve are 34 plus years old. Like, oh, help the rotation after Framber and Hunter, like, and now injuries here. You don't really know what. If he is able to guide this team to the postseason, I don't want to hear it from Clint. I don't want to hear it from anybody else, because Joe Espada will have deserved his flowers, and you can't take it away, because Dusty didn't have a team this bad. AJ Hinch didn't have a team this bad. Like, I'm not saying they suck, right? I'm not saying they're the Rockies, but well, they haven't had teams this bad in the run.
I do agree with that part. Before I would offer up my retort, I would ask, just simply based off of these first, like, say, 2 weeks, has that altered your projection? If you go back and think of how many wins the Astros would get this year at the start of the season, how much would you change that number now?
I probably had them in the upper 80s.
Uh-huh.
I'd say probably three to five games lesser. You have a bigger jump?
No, I actually have them kind of at the same.
Same, yeah.
Because I'm one of those.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.